95.9 VOS FM. Hey, it's Eddie Wilson. It's almost that time as we get closer to Halloween, and we want to welcome on the phone Midnight Syndicate themselves, Ed Douglas and Gavin Gaska.
Hey.
Hey, great to be here.
Very excited to hear about the new release. We actually spoke individually to you guys a couple years ago for the Monsters of Legend. Now you're tackling another holiday, and if folks are going to get confused over which is more popular or mashing them together, well, here comes Christmas, a ghostly gathering. We want to start with how this came about.
You know, we always joke around, when you've been around this long as we have, you have to do a Christmas album at some point in time. It's really something that our fans have been asking for since we started. And I'll tell you, it was a great disc to work on. We had a lot of fun making it.
I believe it. I mean, it's been a long time. You guys have been doing this since like 1997, so an 18-year history. That's usually regular recording singing artists that eventually they have to, in their contract, do a Christmas and they have to do covers and that kind of stuff. This is not the case.
No, it was something that, we just felt it was the right time to do it, too. I mean, it's something we've been kicking around for a while. But largely, a lot of it was because of what the fans had been asking for and stuff, but we just felt it was a good time to kind of bring it out and see what happened. But it was weird working on it during the summer. That's when we did all the recording and arranging and everything. And there's something very odd about, you know, working on Christmas songs while, like, the sun's shining and it's 80 degrees out.
It just doesn't seem right.
How much Christmas is, like, Halloween have overlapped more now than ever. Christmas stuff is up in some places already. And so perhaps the whole Christmas and Halloween combo is not so... That's so crazy. It's really crazy how they're...
Yeah, I think the timing is good. You're right, for it to come out now after, 11 studio albums, 3 soundtrack albums, 2 reissues, and a couple of collaborative albums. Yeah, let's go for Christmas now. So, you know, got to listen to it, came out in September. Really, your own take on it. You know, maybe you want to describe a little bit of how you approached putting some of the pieces together into this ghostly gathering.
A lot of the old classic Christmas carol songs kind of lent themselves a little bit better to what we do normally. We do, of course, normally horror music, and a lot of those, the older songs, are written in, you know, minor keys to begin with. They just kind of jumped out. We were kind of open to anything. I mean, like, any song could have been fair game for including on this. A lot of the older songs just kind of lent themselves a little better, so we found ourselves gravitating towards classics like Coventry Carol and that kind of thing rather than some of the modern songs.
And exactly. We wanted to really make this album something different. There are so many Christmas albums out there, as everybody knows. We wanted to make this album very much a Midnight Syndicate Christmas album, something that's very uniquely our own, by taking these classic carols and just putting enough of a haunting twist on them, either by the music that we're using or the instruments or something like that, to make them unique, but not so much so that you can't recognize them, or not to make them so dark that they're like... not pleasant to listen to for some people. I think we were able to strike a nice balance between the light, more hauntingly beautiful side of Halloween and Christmas and the traditions and everything like that. That's kind of our angle on it. We did want to make sure it was something different. I think we did that.
I agree. And I mean, with cuts that, for example, I'm just reading off the back of the CD, Carol of the Bells, Angels We Have Heard on High, Green Sleeves, Up on the Housetop, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. So yes, you got some of those classics in there as well. And Night of the Krampus, though, that's a different one.
Well, that is actually an original. A lot of the songs that we did on this album, we added original material to the arrangements, kind of transforming the song slightly, like God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Night of the Krampus and Little Helpers and Christmas at Midnight and Winter Storm, there's several tracks on there that are just totally original. Christmas at Midnight is our version of like a Christmas carol for Midnight Syndicate fans, something totally unlike anything we've really kind of put out before. Night of the Krampus is probably one of the most Halloween themed tracks on the disc. Back in the especially in the last century and much earlier than that, they used to use these evil Santa helpers like Black Pete or Krampus to scare the children into behaving. And so there would be Saint Nick that would give the gifts, and then there'd be Krampus or Chila from Iceland, and these were evil helpers of Saint Nick, like, that came along, and the kids were bad. I mean, if you look at some of the old postcards from Germany and around the world, it's funny. You see this Krampus character stuffing kids into like bags with and taking them off while, like, you know, Saint Nick gives the kids toys. So, yeah, but it was used as a fear tactic to kind of keep the kids in line.
Yeah.
But what it left us with is this wonderful tradition and history with these wonderful stories that are really kind of scary, and they're meant to be scary in a certain way. And oh, I mean, clearly you have to have it on a Midnight Syndicate Christmas album. If there's something in the scary stories, you gotta make a song about it. So we picked Krampus because he's probably the most well-known, But it's funny, like Krampus was born in Germany. That was their version of the Saint Nick Helper. Every country, when you do the research and you look around, so many of the different countries had the same thing, just had a different name for it. Like I said, Black Pete was in the Netherlands, and that Gila, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly, it's G-Y-L-A. That was the Icelandic ogre, had her sons come into the houses at night and steal the bad children and take them up to the mountains where she lived. I mean, just crazy, wonderful stories, but it's great for if you're making a haunted Christmas CD.
No question. I just had to point that one out because my coworker, Trey Stone, had said, Krampus, I got to listen to that one because he recognized it German and taking kids away and I guess eating them maybe, you know, that kind of thing. The most horrible thing you could think of.
Yes. They had to stop doing that. And I guess in Iceland, that was the big one, that she had 12 or 13 sons and they would come into the house and the ogres would literally take the bad children away and deliver them to her, and she would eat them. So, I mean, and I think the government stepped in at a certain point, probably sometime in the last century, if I remember correctly, and they actually said that they could no longer tell those stories because they were too traumatic for the kids. So,
and even the front album cover, I think of maybe Dickens' Christmas Carol kind of thing. So some of the whole Christmas thing, there is scary things in there. I mean, even the Andy Williams tune has talk about scary ghost stories. And so, yes, it would be a natural transition for you guys to head in this direction. And from what I've heard so far, well done. What would confuse now the kids that come to our house for Halloween is playing this, and them going, what's going on here? Yeah, it's scary, but I know this, you know.
Yeah, and like you said, when you look at that cover, that's the real inspiration for this album. Dickens, the haunting side of, you know, we call this album... We'd like to think of this album, for all of its little spooky, ominous moments, I think it's a hauntingly beautiful, is what we were going for with this. And it really is something that I could already tell is appealing to a much wider range than the people that just like Halloween. And that's really our goal. We're trying to respect the holiday in a nice way.
Yeah, I think everything is all, like, you know, dark and ominous. And you know, we wanted to make sure that we kept the spirit of the original song intact for, you know, to a large extent. And also, like Ed was saying, you know, kind of keep a certain respect for the holiday so that it's not all twisted and everything. There's still elements of, well, some of these songs are really, I mean, they're more on the beautiful side than not, in fact.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, I thought it was well pulled off. And I'm guessing that in the last month or so that it's been out there, the reviews have been great.
Yeah, we're starting to get the press reviews in right now. And boy, are they're tremendous from fans and press alike. But yeah, come, you know, now as we get towards the end of October and certainly November, December, we're going to be pushing it more and more. And but the initial response has been so great, which makes you feel so good.
You come away now. Okay, what are they going to do now? What? How can they, you know, change off or top this or whatever? It's kind of like me and decorating at home. What's it going to do next year? Kind of thing.
Right.
Every album kind of brings with it an opportunity to bring some new elements in. So we're always looking for ways to kind of, you know, just expand what we do and not make everything sound the same, you know. So if you've heard one album, you haven't heard them all. There's going to be new things, you know, everywhere you turn.
No, that is actually correct.
Always trying to push ourselves, too. Just like you with the decoration, like you're saying. It's like you always, when you're out there, when you're done, you're like, okay, how do we top it? Just like you said.
Yeah, Carnival Arcane and Monsters of Legend, two great examples of Midnight Syndicate albums that definitely depart from, quote-unquote, the norm. Of what, you know, it incorporates stuff that you do throughout, and that's great. And I know, like we spoke of a couple years ago, you got away from anything of a vocal nature because it's more background atmospheric, and that's great. And that's what it's intended to be, because when you've got a vocal in there, a spoken thing, you kind of have to want to pay attention to what it's saying and where it's going. And this is just perfect for, again, backdrop and atmosphere.
Yeah, we always want to let the listener kind of fill in the details. And
I have to tell you, a total compliment is that, you know, this time of year comes around and me having to need to decorate starting in like August, then all of a sudden I'm like, well, I'm behind and I still haven't done this, and this. I put on some Midnight Syndicate as I'm doing my stuff and everything's okay.
Yeah.
And I just keep calm, you know, like they say, and keep decorating. So I get as far as I can and that's what it's going to be, right? So what are your plans, I got to ask, for Halloween then?
I get to work on Halloween, sadly, and I'll actually be up in Detroit working at a convention on Halloween.
Okay.
Which is good and bad. I mean, I guess it's good to be working, so I'm not going to complain about that, but the downside is I get to miss the holiday.
Yeah.
I'm at that stage where my children are still trick-or-treating and stuff like that. I have still a couple more years of that, so I'm enjoying that. Part of the reason I love Halloween so much were the memories of growing up and doing the trick-or-treating and decorating the house. And they usually have a little thing going on in the square of our town where they do like a parade for the kids in costumes and do like donuts and cider and stuff like that.
Before I totally forget, guys, kudos for the promotional consideration, giving our listening audience a chance to sample Christmas, A Ghostly Gathering, the latest release from Midnight Syndicate. One last thing to ask about, the live show. Since we spoke a couple years ago, how's that been going and what's ahead for that and anything else?
Well, last year, for the first time, we did perform live. We did Midnight Syndicate live at Cedar Point, which is a big theme park up near Cleveland. They have a Halloween event, like most amusement parks do something during this time of year. And they have had a wonderful theater up there. And it was a really great experience. Audiences loved it, and we loved playing, and it really came together well. What it means is that performing live in different cities is definitely now a permanent part of our business going forward. This year, we took off to go work on this Christmas album, but next year, who knows? I would expect there's a very good chance that we might end up at another amusement park doing our show there next Halloween. Our goal is definitely at some point to be able to go to different places, go to all the different cities across America at Halloween time and do this live show, because it was a lot of fun.
We had the good fortune of working with a great crew and everything, too, out there. Not only the park, but the cast of actors that we employed and the behind-the-scenes crew, the stage people and everything were just really, really, couldn't have asked for more on that. That really helped make it such an amazing experience.
It's a lot to coordinate, but it's a lot. It's a feast for the eyes and ears, for sure.
Again, the new Midnight Syndicate release is Christmas, A Ghostly Gathering. How can folks get this?
Well, it's available through MidnightSyndicate.com, but if you like to go on to Amazon, they have it available there, both the CD version and digitally, as well as on iTunes and CD Baby and pretty much anywhere that you go to purchase a digital download. Hope people will go there to check it out. And if they go to MidnightSyndicate.com, we have at least 5 or 6 tracks fully up there so they can sample and see if they like what they hear.
Guys, we wish you nothing but continued success. Again, Ed Douglas and Gavin Gaska, Midnight Syndicate. Thanks. Great to talk to you again.
Hey, thanks, Eddie. We really appreciate it.